This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. I said a hip. What you hear is not a test. We're rocking to the beat of news from the City Department of Transportation that hip-hop boulevard signs are the latest release of city collectibles. DOT Commissioner Adonis Rodriguez says the limited edition is a tribute to honor hip-hop's Bronx birth and influence. The real hip-hop boulevard is a stretch of Sedgwick Avenue where legend tells us DJ Kool Herc created this back in the summer of 1973. You can have one of your own for $100, one per customer via the city store, the official store of the City of New York. In the mayor's race, the Democratic candidate has unveiled a plan to highlight his opposition to the man who has been calling him a communist lunatic. Zoran Mamdani is off on a week of events against the policies and ideas of President Donald Trump, with a jab at one of his City Hall rivals.
The tour comes as Mamdani criticizes Andrew Cuomo over his relationship with the president.
Both administrations have been characterized by corruption, by a sense of impunity, by an inability of an executive to understand that no means no.
Cuomo has attacked Mamdani for living in a rent-stabilized apartment in Queens while earning a $142,000 salary.
I am not threatened by a former governor who cannot distinguish between rent control and rent stabilization. I am threatened by what Donald Trump's agenda will mean for this city.
And the Democratic Socialist said he's not afraid to stand up to Donald Trump no matter the cost. Marla Diamond, 1010. And wins on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
And Mamdani picked up the backing of former Manhattan Borough President Ruth Messenger today, along with City Council member Keith Powers and State Assemblyman Harvey Epstein. A Long Island man is charged in a more than $500,000 scheme. New York Attorney General Tish James says New York's Haitian community was his target. Mark Henry Menard, formerly of Mineola, has been hit with a 24-count fraud and larceny indictment. James says that Menard promised monthly returns of up to 20%. His tools included, she says, a faked ATM receipt that showed a bank balance of $8 million and fake trading screens. James says that the money funded his lavish lifestyle, including trips to Turkey and Puerto Rico and Disney World, as well as a 2021 Mercedes and a 22 BMW over the course of what she says was a three-year scheme. His alleged victims stretched from Rockland County to Georgia and Florida, where Menard was arrested. His victims' alleged losses pegged at $670,000, according to the AG's office. It's 88 degrees right now in the city, and we're heading to 91 in the sunshine. There is light at the end of the tunnel in Patterson after last week's epic water main break, but 200,000 customers with the Passaic Valley Water Commission are still being told to keep boiling the water coming out of the tap. And Glenn Shuck caught up with Patterson's mayor.
Mayor Andre Saya tells me that it will be tonight or tomorrow they hope to finally have these repairs completed. In the meantime, he's issued a directive shutting off all splash pads and sprinklers through the city through Friday, even despite the heat.
People have to understand it's a very serious situation. It's not time to play the blame game or point fingers. Right. This is all about all hands on deck.
Howie Clark and his wife are senior citizens. They've been driving around for hours looking for more water.
You know, you wake up every morning, you got to dump bottles of water in the sink so you can brush your teeth.
The comfort station here at Kennedy High School is staying open until further notice. They're also going to start handing out water again this afternoon at North 8th and Oxford Street. Glenshock 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Patterson.
The boil water alert could be up for a few days even after full pressure returns as the water is tested. This covers Patterson, Prospect Park, Haledon, and North Haledon. Specially fabricated, custom-made piping had to be needed for the repair of the section of busted water main located near Hinchcliffe Stadium. And as you heard, they're working on it. Revel Rideshare rolling into the history books. The company has announced its Big Apple departure. The fleet of blue electric cars began with an idea and a handful of electric scooters in Bushwick back in 2018. Its bid for dominance, though, in the world of micromobility was stymied by safety concerns with the scooter fleet. They were pulled back in 2023, and the car-sharing operation went head-to-head with Uber and Lyft. It's ending as of today. Revel says it's convinced the future of expanding the EV transition can be found in building out the number of fast charging stations. The company's going to focus on that in major cities, including New York. Revel, by the way, is seeking a buyer for its 100 New York TLC plates. But the fine print on that is that the plates cannot be sold individually, only by the corporate sale of the entire rideshare operation. So you'll need to have some pretty deep pockets. There are smiles today all around from kids at a made-over park on Long Island and from fans of a superstar with local ties.
It's so amazing that I could be here every single day.
9-year-old Janae had a huge smile on her face as she saw the new spray park and more additions to the redone Centennial Park.
The playgrounds got even more bigger and stuff, and the basketball court.
And Dr. J or Julius Irving used to practice at this park. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says the basketball legend lived around the corner.
Well, everybody knows Dr. J. Talking to some of the old timers like myself, we remember coming here and watching Dr. J play basketball.
The park was closed for 3 years. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Roosevelt, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.